Napoleon Bonaparte, the 19th century French emperor, was once asked about China, and he purportedly described the country as a sleeping lion. "Let her sleep," he warned, "for when she wakes, she will shake the world." 200 years later, in 2014, a recently elected Chinese president, Xi Jinping, gave a speech to an audience in Paris, and he referred to that quote from Napoleon. "Today, this lion has awakened," he said, "but it is peaceful, civilized, and friendly." Though some would beg to differ. China is home to the world's largest population, biggest military, and it's on pace to become the most dominant economy, with the power to shape the future of the world as we know it.
The Chinese government is trying with increasing ferocity to use its economic and diplomatic clout to silence critical voices abroad.
For decades, many in the West hoped China would grow into a trusted ally, perhaps even a democracy. Instead, an emboldened Beijing is doubling down on authoritarianism and cracking down on human rights.
There's been widespread international condemnation of China following a parliamentary vote to impose new national security laws on Hong Kong.
And despite a chorus of condemnation from Western leaders, that lion Napoleon warned about is roaring and biting back.
We begin this hour with breaking news out of China about two Canadian men detained without official charges.
I'm Jeff Semple, senior correspondent for Global News, and this is China Rising. Join me as I bring you explosive stories of whistleblowers in Wuhan thrown in jail for sounding the alarm about a deadly new virus, and hear how China is now profiting from the pandemic it's suspected of starting. We'll hear what it's like to be accused of spying, imprisoned, and suddenly cast as a pawn in a geopolitical chess match. And we'll also investigate how China is quietly applying pressure and working to infiltrate the upper echelons of power in Western countries, including Canada. On this podcast, we'll go inside the lion's den and ask whether China is indeed a friendly and civilized partner, as President Xi claims, or should Canada and its allies stand on guard against China rising? Listen to China Rising for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.